Welcome along to the question of the week, which is our exclusive content for Rogue Report. So if you read the Rogue Report, Gavin Henderson's your man because he's here. I think it'll be a nice time if he thanked you all for reading and clicking on.
Aye,
giving
cheers.
Him those clicks.
Cheers, everybody, for coming on.
Don't want to put you under pressure, but I thought you would have had something written down.
Nah, no, just cheers for coming, and if you don't, we'll find where you live. And so on. Robbie's here as well. Obviously, he can say something if you want.
This is Robbie's here under the capacity.
He's
of
on that side of the desk. Isn't he?
If I was on that side of the desk, then maybe, but not a day. It's no. Wise men say business. So the question this week was: Gareth warned us about Jilabodji. If regular listeners will know that Gareth, even after the Middlesbrough game, when a few of us thought that Jilabodji looked all right, Gareth said he was just. I just said he was
not crap. He said he wasn't very good. Yeah.
So he warned us about Jilabodji, so we asked people to win two tickets to the Crystal Palace game.
If that could possibly interest you.
Yeah, and again, like last week, a lot of people said his second prize, four tickets to the Crystal Palace game, etc, etc. So, when have you...
Listening to you, Tom and Gaff, because we'll all make a decision on who
we'll
think.
Do it democratically. So, when have you reluctantly agreed with someone or realised that you were wrong? So we've got the answers here.
Every night with our last name.
So Michael Kane, not that one, I don't think, because his at is Michael37539059, because obviously a lot of Michael's on Twitter, said when we bought Milton Nunes. Raymond Fennick at Fennick Raymond said the day I said I do. It's similar to Stephen's answer there.
So that was not my answer at all.
So if you see something in the Echo that a Mr. R. Fennick has been murdered, we know who's done it. Mark Hagan at Mark Hagan 80. My mate warned me about entering a competition to win SAFC tickets. I'll see next weekend if he was right or not. Donald Love
I like
fan
that one.
At
cheeky that one. I like it.
At Donald Love fan at Walshy 409 said I once nearly made my mate cry saying Craig Gardner was better than Jordan Henderson. Guess he's right now. I think he has a season ticket though, so he can't win, but it was funny, so I thought I'd read it out anyway. Richard Dawson at RWM Dawson says, just last week I had a heated debate with my mate as I was convinced Andre Agassi was Australian. He isn't, he's American.
Whoa, what? There's so many wrongs with that one there.
What's wrong with that?
First of all, thinking Agassi's Australian. Second of all, why would it be a heated debate? You would just get Google out and have a look. You wouldn't let it get to the
maybe,
point.
Maybe you had this like when Agassi first came around.
Maybe.
Early 90s, yeah, so there you go. But yeah, why would you think
it's
he's
a bit worrying that one still for me?
So he doesn't get tickets for just
no,
being
too stupid. No, that actually might do it for a
funny answer.
Who knows? Yeah,
we encourage funny because we're not funny, so we have to get the listeners to do it. Daniel Shellard at Shelsey87 says, start of last season, bet six lads at work Catamol would make the Euro squad. Still get grief now. Rianne White at Rianne White said, I was once so drunk I asked for a yellow ice lolly in a takeaway place in Sunderland. Turns out it was a corn on the cob. Bateman at NY Jester says, today got off a bus, walked 100 yards in the wrong direction, realised, patted my pockets as if I'd forgot something and did a 180. Simon Patterson at Patterson Sy says, I thought Rodwell could make a decent centre-half. Argued the case with my mate last year, post-Borough changed mind. Neil at the White Cafu says, I remember saying this in a conversation, Torre Andrea Flo is the final piece in the jigsaw, definitely pushed to the top six now.
We all thought that.
Kind of universal one, yeah. Isn't it? Different Gravy at Fine Time 586 says, will admit I was sceptical about Kirchhoff after debut. Delighted to have been proved wrong. He must be 100% fit though. A logical one, fair enough. Got to give that some credit. Matthew Keelan at M_Keelan says Curry House, and he said, and can you make it quite a lot hotter please? The waiter said, are you sure? He said yes. I reluctantly agree that I was wrong. Something we can all identify with, I'm sure. David Marjoram at Maca Marge says, when we lost 3-1 to Charlton on the opening day in 05-06, a fella at the Metro after said, that lot won't get 19 points. He was shouted down by myself and others for being a miserable sod. Which might be in Gareth, actually, I suppose. So Stephen Riley at Stephen P. Riley says, the Sunderland Echo when they appointed their latest SAFC reporter. A topical one. Jake at Steve McQueen, with a three in there as well, says, reluctantly agreed to be a friend's best man. It turns out we aren't so best friends, which I'd tempted
sounds like there's a deeper story.
I'd be tempted to like give him the win if we can get the rest of the story on that. Like get him on the show for next week.
Write a blog for us, maybe explain.
And finally, Joe Broly at Joe_Broly says, minute 34 of the Charlton game when I realised Proctor wasn't the next coming of Kevin Phillips or John Stead.
I'm not having that one. Nah, not my name,
he's,
Proctor.
Nah, he's digging on one of our own there, like. Literally one of our own. So, Gav, Tom, any of that stick out?
Like the one about the echo.
The echo one is topical,
brave,
like.
Brave topical.
Mark Higgins, I can't remember what he said.
Mark
but it was
Curry one was our
one. Curry one was... Yeah. Was that the Curry one? No, that was Matthew Keelan. Which one was Mark Hagen, Gav?
Right near the start.
Oh, the competition about winning SFC tickets. That was strong.
Yeah, that was good, yeah.
I'd say either the...
One of those three for me. Any particular favourite?
I think, well, personally, the topical one, because it's topical.
So, yeah, so the Sunderland Echo one. Ending. So, Stephen Riley, at Stephen P. Riley. You've won two tickets to the Crystal Palace game, which could be a good thing, could be a terrible thing.
I think what we should do in this situation, in case, because the Palace game's on Saturday, in case he doesn't listen to this and claim them, we should have a second somebody
right.
in reserve as well.
Okay, yeah. So
Mark Hagen,
shall we give him till Thursday?
Yeah.
Thursday at 5 p.m.
Oh,
the close of work on Friday.
Stepping up here, man. He is. He's stepping up.
And if it's not him, then Mark Hagen.
Yeah, you're listening to this, Craig.
Craig likes American things now.
He's been stepping up here.
Craig's too busy liking American football and stuff, and hating football again because we're not doing well.
He'll be back on football, so.
We'll win a few games.
He'll get
be
bored of whatever he's new.
His new fad is. He doesn't like Kanye West anymore. So, so if it's not him, then Mark Hagen will give him the chance to claim them for his one about.
So if you can wait patiently till Thursday before saying anything, or just say, I'm aware that I'm not here in reserve. And
so
put pressure on the person.
Stephen Riley, before Thursday at 5 o'clock, give us a tweet and we'll get you sorted out with your two tickets to Crystal Palace.
We will do. Thanks for listening.